I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face everywhere, every day. Let's pro-age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I get hacked as F on my journey to optimum health, not just with my body, but mind and spirit. Hey fellow hackers, welcome back. Now, who has heard this? All you need to do is believe in yourself. All you need is to have faith. All you need is to believe. Who has heard something like that before? People giving you the message about all you really need is to have belief in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. Oh, doesn't it sound bloody brilliant? All you have to do is believe in yourself. Now, the truth is, it's freaking hard to believe in yourself that you're going to do something that you've never done before. How could you have faith that you could do something that you've never even tried before? How? When you're a little baby, when you're a little kid and you're learning to walk, do you think a kid just has belief that they'll walk, they'll try it and they might fall, but they'll fall over 100 times, 1,000 times. Do you think they just have belief instilled in them? Or do you think it would be more like maybe mom and dad are going, "Baba, you can do it. You can do it, Baba." And so even when they've fallen down and they're feeling discouraged, they can get themselves up again and try again. Not because of themselves, but because of the encouragement around them. They don't know that they'll be able to walk. Like, they can look around and see that everyone else is walking, but how do they know that they're going to be able to do it? So guys, the reason I talk about this today is because so many of us are stuck in a rut. We can't take the next step forward because we don't have that belief in ourselves. And I don't blame you. It's taken me so long to even make this podcast right now because I didn't have belief I could do it. Like, who am I to do that? I've never made a fucking podcast before. I've never done any of that stuff before. Like, how am I supposed to do this? And honestly, I believe strongly that the answer is that you don't have to have belief in yourself. You don't. You just do the thing. You just do it. I just pressed record and I just did it. And mind you, I have a support group that we've just started. There's a few of us in the group and we're all just getting started doing different projects. And our mentor, our leader of the group, has challenged us, you know, what are you going to start doing? And podcasting was my thing that I'm going to start doing. And I've been thinking about this for, oh God, years, probably years of starting to do a podcast. And I've just never done it because I'm like, oh, I don't even know how to do it or what am I going to talk about? I didn't have any belief in myself that I could do it. But here I am doing it. And that's because of not myself. It's because of the ones around me believing in me and encouraging that I can do it. And just having the information there accessible. Like, you can go online and easily learn how to do a podcast. You can download an Anchor app and it basically tells you step by step exactly what to do in order to make a podcast. You don't have to have belief. It's just do the thing. So I think a lot of people are getting so caught up in the whole belief cycle that they have to believe in themselves to be able to do something. And that's just helping them stay paralyzed and unable to move forward in the next step. So I just want you guys to know, fellow hackers out there, that you don't have to have belief in yourself. Because you know what? Because I believe in you. I can be the one to have the belief in you so that you can do the thing that you want to do. Just say the words you want to say. Start the next step in your life. Do the thing that you've been putting off because you haven't had the belief in yourself. And I'm here to tell you right now, don't worry about getting belief in yourself because I believe in you. Send me a message, write me a comment, tell me what you need to do and what you're gonna do. I believe in you. You can do this because if I can do this, if I can make a podcast, fuck, you can do anything. You can do anything, little hacker. I shouldn't say little hacker. But you're a little hacker, and then as soon as you take the next step, you're a grown, full-grown hacker. So I want you to know that I believe in you. And now you've got someone else's belief in you. So if you're looking for some belief, I've got it. So you got this. Now all you have to do is do the thing. I don't know what the thing is that you need to do or what you want to do, but you haven't had the belief and the faith. But here is your belief, little hacker. Here's your belief. You have got this. You have got this. Do you know what? You might fail. You might fail. You might fall down. You might fall down. You might fall down 100 times. You might fall down 1,000 times. Listen to this again. Listen to this again. You can do this. If I can do this, if I can make this podcast, you can do this. You can do anything. You can do the thing. You can do the thing. The thing that you've been wanting to do for so long, what you've been putting off because you haven't had the belief. All you need to do is your plan of action. All you need to know is your next step. Don't worry about the 100th step. Don't worry about the cover art for your podcast, if you're making a podcast. Don't worry about that yet. Just start. Just start. Just start with the first step. Don't look too far ahead. Just the next step ahead of you. Just the next step. And just learn that. And you know what? We're living in this time. Oh my God. We're living in the most incredible time where all the information is right there accessible. Right there in your pocket. In the form of your smartphone. It's right there. You can get hold of any information. You can get a tutorial to do anything. And all you have to do is just do the thing. Now, when it comes to sometimes, I'm really passionate about getting to the gym. But honestly, some days, it's pretty rare, but some days I'm not feeling it. I don't want to go. But do you know what? I don't listen to those voices. I don't even bother listening to them. I just pretend like it's not happening and I just go through my emotions and I just go and get dressed and I go and go to the gym and then I set up my spot and then all of a sudden here I am doing it. You don't have to have the belief that you can do it and you will do it and you'll overcome it. You have to just take the step. That's all you have to do. And the more you think about it, the less you're going to do. So just do it. I mean, I don't advocate for less thinking, but in some circumstances like this, less thinking is actually helpful because you get yourself in over-analysis paralysis and you just don't do anything because you think too much. And I've been there so much. Like just tonight, I was asking someone, can I do this? And then they gave me a long reply and I was like, so the answer is this. Because I don't want to get stuck in the long answer. Sometimes you just need to run with the momentum and the momentum is just bang, 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 go, go, go. You can't sit back and analyze and try and build something. It's like there's a time and a place for that, but when you're trying to start something and you're trying to build belief, the belief comes later after you've done it, after I've done the thing, after I pressed publish on my first podcast. Holy crap, I did it. I've done it and now I have the belief. I didn't have the belief before, but I have it now because I've done it and I know it's possible. So you can just keep going, little hacker, and I got you. I believe in you and you have absolutely got this. This is a little bit, where are we? This is only episode 2, so there's more to come of all different kinds of things. But today, I want you to know that you don't need to believe in yourself because you have other people around you who do. The one of them being me. Now go and do the thing. Don't worry about having the belief. Just do the thing. Just do the thing. And if you fail, just do it again. Just do it again. There is a great quote I heard by, is it Ty Lopez? I believe Ty Lopez says that, or maybe he's quoting someone else. Bloody hell. But what it says is there are very few things in life that the more you do, you actually get worse at. So you just keep doing it and every time you improve, every time you get better and better and you know more and you're more certain and you build belief. Belief is built. It is not inborn. It is not, you don't just have it. It is built over time with consistency and with work and effort. So guys, my little hackers, go ahead and do the thing because I got faith in you. You got this. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Hacked As F, fellow hacker. If you want to hear more, then you know what to do. You rate, you comment, you subscribe, you tell us what you want to hear, and we'll find ways and teach you ways of optimizing your life in every possible way.